Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm David Arris, the head teacher here at the Oakwood Academy, and I'd like to welcome you to our open evening. I know that choosing the right educational establishment for your children is a monumental decision. Many of you have expressed a profound desire for a curriculum that goes beyond standard academics, one that firmly roots our youth in our nation's heritage. In today's fast-paced world, people often blame technology for the erosion of traditional values. However, in my experience, it is actually globalization that poses the biggest challenge to maintaining our unique cultural heritage. Here at Oakwood, we actively counter this by weaving national traditions into everyday learning.
This commitment is visible the moment you walk through our gates. We could have opted for a purely modern glass and steel campus, or even something mimicking a corporate campus. Instead, we ensured that our new building extensions feature traditional architecture that reflects our region's historical building styles. It serves as a daily visual reminder of where we come from.
Regarding our academic policy, we've revamped how we teach humanities. In history, for example, memorizing lists of monarchs and dates can be incredibly dry, and reading textbooks sometimes fails to engage young minds. So we bring the past to life by immersing students in local folklore. These traditional stories and legends capture the students' imaginations and teach them about historical cultural norms much more effectively.
Similarly, our literature department has shifted its focus. While contemporary novels and modern drama are certainly popular among the teenagers, we dedicate a substantial portion of the syllabus to classical works. Specifically, we have found that exploring poetry from different historical eras allows students to grasp the subtle nuances of our historical language and cultural soul.
But education isn't confined to the classroom. Our extracurricular training management prioritizes traditional skills that are in danger of dying out. We initially considered introducing pottery, and we also looked into weaving. Ultimately, we partnered with local artisans to offer weekly sessions in wood carving. The students have produced some breathtaking pieces using native timber, learning patience and precision in the process.
Community events are another pillar of our educational policy. While we still hold the standard summer sports day and a winter charity gala, our most significant community gathering is the Harvest Festival, held every autumn. It's a wonderful occasion where students demonstrate traditional dances and celebrate the region's agricultural roots with the wider community.
Of course, instilling cultural values is fundamentally about character building. We teach our students to look forward, but we firmly believe that true respect and resilience are learned by studying the struggles and triumphs of our ancestors. By understanding what previous generations endured, our students develop a profound appreciation for the society they live in today.
To deliver this specialized training, our recruitment policy has evolved. Naturally, we look for excellent teaching credentials and a passion for education. Yet recently, we've been particularly interested in candidates who also hold a degree or have a strong background in anthropology. This expertise helps them explain the development of human societies and cultural practices in a much richer context.
We also strongly encourage you, the parents, to get involved. During our annual Cultural Heritage Week, we invite families to participate. Some parents volunteer to lead traditional music workshops, but what the children enjoy the most is when you come in and share traditional recipes handed down through your families. The tasting sessions are, unsurprisingly, highly anticipated.
Ultimately, our management philosophy is simple. We want our students to be fully prepared for the modern workplace, equipped with top-tier academic qualifications. But more importantly, we want them to leave Oakwood Academy with a deeply ingrained sense of identity. Knowing who they are and where they come from is the greatest tool we can give them to navigate the future.